Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to the Sacred Slut Podcast, hosted by me, Becca Kavanaugh. This podcast is for you if you are ready to live a life full of pleasure, passion, and prosperity through your feminine flow and magnetism. This podcast will give you everything you need to step into your power, embrace your inner slut, and fall in love with being a woman, even in today's society. Every week, we cover topics like spirituality, relationships, sex, pleasure, and living a pussy-led life. I have used these tools and teachings to create a business from flow, reignite passion in my relationships, have mind-blowing sex, and manifest the really big stuff like my dream apartment, soulmate clients, and money in my bank account. And I did all this while prioritizing pleasure and embracing my feminine radiance. So now I teach my clients to create their own version of success through the power of their pleasure and live a life that turns them the fuck on. The thoughts and perspectives I share on the show are my own through the lens of my lived experience as a privileged, white, cis, straight, able-bodied woman. I do fully believe that living a pleasure-filled life is inclusive and possible for everyone. And I am always open to receiving feedback on which I can improve. All in all, take what feels really good and pleasure-filled and leave the rest. I want you to think of this podcast as your weekly dose of pleasure that will get your juices flowing and leaving you craving for more. I am so turned on to have you here, so let's just dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Sacred Slut Podcast. I'm so excited to have you. I missed you guys last week. if you guys noticed, or maybe you didn't notice, there was not an episode last week, last Monday, and actually this Monday as well. I'm getting this a little bit later as well, because I just need to like recalibrate, reconnect, take a moment to myself. And so that just kind of led to not having a podcast last week. But I'm here, I'm back, and I just had to like take a little bit of a reset. You know, sometimes we just need to take a week, you know, even if I didn't really like take a week off last week, but it was still a moment for me just to kind of like take a breath, because I was finding myself getting like burning out and everything. And I'm really aware of my limits. And this is something I've had to curate in business for so, so long. So just had to take a break here. And, you know, there's something kind of like finding that balance between, you know, having a moment to take a week off and then being able to jump back into it. Other than like what I see a lot of people in business, what happens is that they get burnt out and then they kind of ghost for a while, and then they have a hard time kind of getting back on that consistency train, because the consistency, or, you know, whatever systems that they had in place before were actually not sustainable. So it's kind of like, how can I come back to that, right? So this kind of leads into this episode today. This is kind of what inspired me to put out this episode, which is we are going to be talking about balancing the masculine and the feminine energies when it comes to your business. This is something I can't believe I haven't talked about really on the podcast, because this is so crucial to how I run my business, how I see what I see in a lot of people go wrong, especially when they are more feminine leaders or want to be more in their feminine. I see my clients struggle with this. So this is something that I can't believe I haven't talked about before, but it's so, so important. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And balancing the masculine and feminine energies is absolutely crucial if you want to be able to prioritize pleasure in your business while also tapping into that very energetic side to attract clients with your own feminine radiance and magnetism, which will help you become a magnet to not just clients, but opportunities, and being able to balance these energies in a way that is unique to you, and also doing it from a place of divinity and not a wounded place, which is what happens in business a lot as well. So I first want to say that most of the women that I coach really desire to own a passion-based business or already own one. And a big piece of owning a passion-based business is that you have to have a strong sense of self and awareness in order to step into this leadership role. And because when you own a more passion-based business, it's normally kind of an extension of you. Normally, you have went through your own journey, and now you want to teach others, guide others, coach others on how they can do it too, right? You want to take all of your knowledge, all of your training, and be able to show others what is possible for them. And normally, that is because you have embodied those things, and you've seen the results for yourselves, right? As long as you are in integrity within your business, I believe is that when you are preaching, whatever you preach about, you should be embodied in. So that kind of leads to the most magnetic thing that you can really do is embody and stand in your authentic truth and expression. That is what normally is a magnet to people. So when I'm talking, I want you to keep this in mind as you go through this episode, because when I'm talking about feminine and masculine energies, the way I view it, the way that I have harnessed it for myself and balanced it for myself might not be the way that you do it. That's why it's so important to hire somebody like me that can help you balance and find what works best for you, just how I hire somebody to help me as well. Because a lot of the times when you hire a business coach, they will normally just give you their systems, their whatever, and, you know, algorithm hacks or whatever. And that is great and has its place, but it only goes so far. And what I see more often is that people are so ready to invest in something that is quicker and seems like a system that could work. However, when it doesn't work for you and you're burning yourself out, then you turn it on yourself and go, oh, well, there must be something wrong with me, which is absolutely not true, because going back to this business is your business. And I'm sure the reason that you want to own a business is because you want to curate it to fit your life, right? You want to live your life and have the business kind of be an extension of your life or a piece of your life. And, you know, it's one of those things of like, you're not going to get that from somebody else's systems. What you are going to actually get, though, is if you work with somebody like me, that's what makes my coaching a little bit different when it comes to business, is that I want to find what is going to work for you. Yes, I have my frameworks. Yes, I have my structures and my strategies. But again, if those don't feel good for you, we're going to get you to where you need to be to still find that structure and that strategy for yourself, while also feeling really supported and good and pleasure filled in your own life, right? And do what feels good for you. So this is where we can kind of really start to play into the polarity of our business. So in the masculine, let's start with the masculine first, because I think this is the most common that we see. And this is like where it can go too far masculine is what we see most often, unfortunately. We see the very bro marketing strategies, which is like the cold messaging strategies, all the, you know, gross kind of tactics, all like the Facebook ads, shit like that. So, and this is what we see more often. I actually had somebody in my Facebook group say that she was listening to this podcast and she was like, oh my God, like this resonates with me so much on like being a female business owner, because that is all that's out there is masculine tips and tricks. And even if it's coming from a woman, it's not a feminine energy place. It's normally comes from a very masculine structure, a masculine side where they are still in the hustle, the grind, the systems, the click funnels, all that stuff. And that is just not how it operates. So I want to give you some insight here. on what I do and how I let my masculine support me in my business. So my masculine structures look like boundaries, funnels, and systems. That is mainly what I focus on. And what I mean by this is that boundaries in the sense of I am not discounting myself, right? Boundaries in the sense of I am not DMing people hours on end to book a call with me or anything like that. Instead, I have my own sets. I have my own limits, my own personal limits as a business owner on what I will provide for free and what is crossing a line to where I go, hey, you know, if you want to know more, you can like apply to work with me, right? Or you can buy one of my courses that this might be fitting, right? I'm all for giving out that free advice or, you know, in the DMs and everything. However, there is a line sometimes that, you know, or if it's something that is like a really vague question, normally I just will not reply. And that's just my boundary, right? And the reason why I do this is because my nurturing side of my feminine and being a very passionate business owner that I am, I'm like, oh, I want to give. But my masculine goes, no, you're going to burn yourself out. You're going to grow resentful if you do this. So like, yes, you can provide the little bit of nurturing, but there has to be a cap, because if you go past that, you're going to feel resentful. It's not going to feel good. And that's why I have so many other systems in place. So this is kind of what leads to systems. So if people want more of me, they can already go through the things that I provide out there. So obviously this podcast is one of them. This is free value that I'm giving, right? This is an energy exchange, right? And then in my Facebook group, they can connect with me there, on my Instagram posts like that, on my TikTok. I have all of those systems put in place that will always be there. So if there's ever a time where somebody's in my DMs, where they're wanting like advice driven stuff, sometimes they'll be like, hey, I have an episode on this. Go ahead and give that a listen and tell me what you think, right? Or I'll be like, oh, on a TikTok, if somebody requests something, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll do that on TikTok later, right? So that's kind of like where their systems put into place and funnels put into place. So then the other side of it as well is systems in my business online. Guys, we have the technology. Why are y'all still up in the DMs with people? Okay. Like, and I say this with love. And like I said, there is a time and place for DMs, like I said, but when it's somebody actually wanting to work with you, the thing that I cringe about is when the only way to access somebody is through DM. Like, you don't have any system where there's like a scheduling app where I can book in a call with you. You know, there's not even a website or something. I'm not saying that you need those things, but you need some sort of hub where people can go so that they know how to work with you. And for me, the DMs just don't work for me. I much rather offer just like a scheduling app, which is what I have, right? People can book a call with me freely because it's right there. We don't have to, you know, go back and forth, find what works. And this is even more so if you're doing an online business with clients, because time changes, time zones, everything like that. So have those systems in place. We have the technology. Practically all this stuff is pretty much free at this point, right? I mean, I pay a small fee for my scheduling app every month, but like, it's so worth it to have that convenience for people. And again, these masculine structures that I'm talking about have to be there for me to not only streamline my business, right? But those structures are there to have my feminine feel supported, right? If I felt like I needed to reply to DMs quickly, if I felt like I needed, you know, let's say there was somebody wanting to work with me and the only way they had access to me was through my DMs, right? And there's a time change, I'm sleeping, whatever it may be, right? Like, I'm going to feel like right when I wake up in the morning, I need to hustle to my DMs. I need to, you know, hurry up because that client needs me, you know, stuff like that. It's like when that could easily be done for me through the technology that we have nowadays, right? So your masculine is there. These structures are there to basically have those in place for your feminine to feel completely supported, right? Think about it in the sense of like a relationship. This is where, you know, we like a little bit of leading from the masculine. The feminine wants to feel supported. When the masculine is indecisive, they're wishy-washy, they're inconsistent, that is when we don't feel supported and our feminine starts to fucking stress the fuck out. And there's no way we can prioritize pleasure like that in our business if we're constantly worried and stressed and overworking, right? So it's so important to have these structures in place. Otherwise, you will burn out your feminine and you won't get to be in your feminine. You won't get to be that feminine leader in flow because you don't have the systems in place. That's just my two cents, but I think it makes very much sense, right? And it's also like establishing that organization and just structure for not just you, but also the client, right? It's showing them that like, hey, you're going to be supported. You can take the back seat here and let me be the driver, right? And you're going to feel supported in this. So that way, when you come to our calls, when you are being supported by me as your coach, you get to be in that flow. I get to see your radiance. I get to show you what is possible for you because I'm letting you take the passenger side and I'm in the driver's seat here, right? And it's not going to feel good if, like, yes, you have to meet me, right? Yes, you have to like be the driver a little bit and take the action. But like normally I'm showing you that, hey, I have these structures in place so that way you can feel supported as well, right? And if it's confusing and inconsistent for you, then it's definitely going to be for your potential clients, right? So, and this kind of leads as well of like, if you want to run a six-figure business, if you have these really big goals in business, you have to act like it. You have to be able to have the systems in place before you have the clients, before you are ready to bring on and onboard all these different clients or courses or whatever it may be, whatever you're offering. You have to basically create the systems and show energetically like, hey, I have the capacity to bring this in, right? And this is like a money energy receiving type of a thing, right? It's like if you don't have the systems in place, then there's no way, like if there's no way for people to just pay you, then people aren't going to pay you, right? You know, you have to be able to show not only yourself, potential clients, but also the universe that like, hey, I can support this many people because look at all these systems I have in place, right? I can scale this. I can have all this and I can have 10K, 20K months or whatever I want because I have the systems in place to hold this right now. And I'm not waiting till I have 10K, 20K months, right? Because if you grew really quickly, you're going to burn yourself out so fast and it's not going to be sustainable and you're probably going to run it to the ground because you didn't have those systems in place beforehand. So that's what's so important. The masculine holds such an important piece of the puzzle when it comes to business in order for your feminine to thrive. You have to be able to check those boxes off first, have the systems put in place, have the structure, right? So that way you can make more space for your feminine to be in flow and to receive. So this is where the feminine kind of comes in. So now that you have all these structures in place, now that you know your own systems, you're feeling really confident in your authentic truth, now is the time that you get to explore and self-discover. Remember at the beginning of this episode when I talked about how your business is normally an extension of you? This is where this flow has to come in. Because what I have found within myself, by owning a more like passion, pleasure-based business is that my thoughts and my opinions and my structures, my systems are what create my business. So I have to feel like I have enough room, not just physical space in my day, but also mental space to be in flow, to be in my own magnetism, to sit in my own energy So that way I can not only receive like clients and receive money, but also receive downloads, receive inspiration, to receive flow, and to tap into my own unique magnetism and not this cycle of where I am comparing, right? Or finding myself in these more wounded traits of the feminine. And again, this comes back to like your masculine as well has to be balanced out by the feminine. Because if you're just always working, always having these structures, not having any of your own energy behind it, behind your words, behind your actions, behind the things that you're doing in your business, you don't have a why, you don't have a purpose, that is not going to create sustainability. And that is not going to create a business that prioritizes pleasure, right? So you have to come back to your own inner truth and your own voice, and you have to create space in that. And I know that that's not what we're taught when it comes to business. We're taught to keep grinding. And let me tell you, like, it is a hard hurdle to kind of get over, because when you're not making any money, and you're prioritizing pleasure, right? Sometimes you can feel really fucking guilty, right? And you block yourself from like receiving more pleasure or more money because you're like in this cycle in your head of like, oh my God, I should be working more. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. But really where the magic happens is by being in that feminine flow and not blocking your abundance by like working 16 hours a day when you really didn't fucking need to, right? I get everything done in my business in a couple hours a day, and that is it. The rest of the time I am in inspiration. I'm reading, I'm going out and into the world here, right? Like I go on hikes and I listen to the podcast and I take care of my home, because all those things are a priority to me on top of like being a pleasure-based business owner, right? There's so much behind this. And this is where your feminine as well can kind of come in and be more of the open, receptive energy. Again, going back to those systems, right? Those 2 hours of working, that's my masculine. She gets to, you know, thrive in that, everything like that, right? But then my feminine has to come in and be in this like more receptive, more open, this energy to kind of support whatever I'm creating. And then as well of like this nurturing side. This nurturing side of my audience, my clients, my, you know, the people in my life that I want to spend more time with, I have to also nurture those relationships in my life to feel completely complete, completely complete, right? Like I have to prioritize that because that's what pleasure means to me. And you can have your own definition of pleasure, but I know that I feel really whole and inspired when I create space in my life to enjoy time away from my business and to get to enjoy time with like myself as well. And this can become a challenge, right, of these cycles as well, of these more feminine cycles. Like I'll have to do a whole separate episode on like working with your period instead of against it, with your own cycle and embracing the different parts of your cycle. So I'll have to do a whole separate episode around that. But, you know, we just live in cycles, right? Seasons, our period, everything like that is ebbs and flows. And what I found with the feminine, or being more of my feminine in business, I am able to embrace more of the ebbs and flows of my business. And instead of pushing myself, I let myself sit in the discomfort. I kind of force myself to sit in the discomfort of stagnation, right? So when my business is not growing and I'm having like, you know, a lower month or whatever it may be, I just embrace those cycles more and I don't let it dictate my next steps in life, right? Because again, when you are coming from a wounded place or scarcity mindset, you will take action that is out of alignment with actually what you want to create in your business and in your life. So your feminine wants to feel it all. She wants to be present. She wants to find that flow. She wants to have that playfulness even when shit's really fucking hard, right? Even when the masculine's burnt out, she wants to bring in that playfulness. She wants to be more of a reflector back to you on what you need to learn and do differently to best be supported in a business that will create sustainability, right? Because for me and for what I want for my clients is that you're playing a long game here, right? The long game of life, but also the long game of your business. And when you are stuck on these quick fixes or this bro marketing tactics or, you know, creating a business just because you think it will be lucrative, it's more about finding that more passion and pleasure behind it instead of just following whatever you think is going to be the next big thing for you. And I know that that goes completely against the grain of what we've been taught and everything, but you will find more sustainability in your business. And I don't just mean like this has to be your business for the rest of your life, but just like sustainability in the now, in the next 1 to 2 to 3 years, and understanding that the experiences that you're learning today can behoove you later down the road as well, and that it's all part of the journey. And it's all going to create sustainability right now. So your feminine as well, it's the nurturing of yourself, which gives you more space to nurture your business, nurture the people around you, nurture your audience. So that way they feel loved and supported, and that they feel like they're getting a lot of value from you, right? Because when you own a passion-based business, it's more about creating, for me anyway, it's more about creating an impact rather than just an income. So long game here is what is going to create an impact. And yes, I can still hold a shit ton of income, right? Thanks to my masculine structures, right? I can hold a shit ton of income, but I also can create even more impact. And the reason why I have, you know, prices the way I've priced them and I have packages and things like that, it's all in support of not just for my income level, but also for creating an impact, because you can have both. And I think that that's what we find with more passionate based business owners is that you have a hard time pricing your services and that you have a hard time asking for payment and everything. You got to get over that woundedness of money and of your feminine, because your feminine, her wounded side is going to be in comparison. She's going to be overworking herself. She's going to be give and never receive. And that doesn't feel good. You will grow resentment in your business, which will grow resentment in your clients. And then that, again, it goes back to that sustainability piece. It's not going to be sustainable. So if anything, I hope that this episode has kind of helped you. I could literally talk about this for hours. And I have my own systems that I teach my clients. I have my own systems that I have used for myself. And obviously what my framework though is really to give my clients an idea of where they can kind of fill in the blanks for themselves and create a life and business that is going to work best for them, while also balancing these energies within themselves, going on their own self-discovery journey and creating a business that's really going to reflect that. And so therefore, when they're in their authentic truth, they're feeling really fucking good about that and so strong in that foundation, that is when shit just starts rolling, right? Because that is when you're magnetic. That is when people will start to take notice and they'll be attracted. And then that's when, before you know it, you're sold out. You have a wait list, right? And you were able to do all that because you felt supported in your business and you weren't working in your business. You were working on your business. And that is where the magic really all comes together. So if you take anything away from this podcast episode, it's that sustainability is key. And that is what most people do not teach, especially in a feminine way. We are seeing so often more business owners that are female business owners that are adopting masculine structures. And I want to break that cycle, because you are meant to live on your own terms here. You are not meant to, you know, work not in a cycle, right? And that is why, you know, most of the time we don't really, and for myself as well, I don't really resonate with bro marketing tactics, right? Because they're just, you know, not saying that they don't work, they just don't work for me, right? And we want to create sustainability, not just in your income, in the business that you're building, but also within yourself and your mental energy as well. So yeah, if you take anything away from this episode, it's definitely about sustainability. It's definitely about balancing both those energies and finding what works best for you. So I really invite you to explore that. And if you're ready to hire a coach, like I would definitely jump on a call with me because I'm taking one-on-one clients right now and I've actually opened up my books for business coaching. So if this is something, if you're new to business, if you're wanting to start creating a business, or if you're already still in the beginning stages of creating a feminine-based business, definitely book a free call with me so that way we can talk about packages, we can talk about what will work best for you and how I can support you in this journey. So that way you can get there faster and learn from somebody who's already been there, done that, and has the systems put in place for it. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you guys for waiting on me. I know that there wasn't a podcast episode last week, but like I said, sometimes you just got to take a break. So anyways, guys, thanks so much for listening and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Sacred Slip podcast. I hope this episode has your juices flowing and has you feeling inspired to create your own version of a pleasure-filled life. I would love, love, love it if you could leave this podcast a rating and review, hopefully 5 stars. This really helps out the podcast to reach more women like yourself so that way we can empower each other and create a beautiful community. If this episode has brought you value, please share it with a friend, a family member, your partner, a coworker, or even on your social media. If you do post on your social media, make sure to tag me at Becca Jo Cavanaugh on your Instagram so that way I can thank you and send you so much love. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so that way you never miss an episode. If your pussy and intuition is craving more and to dive deeper into this work, check out my website and ways that you can work with me through my signature courses and intimate coaching containers. Sending you so, so much love, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, sluts.